Need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right. Welcome back. Reed Sellers wants to help you out. Buy your next big purchase, next small purchase. Let them take care of you. It's our great friends at Reed Sellers, REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It's our friends at Reed's. They want to take care of you. They're looking out after you. Reeds would love to have you just come by, see their inventory, look at the prices. They'd really like you to look at the prices. It's not going to be no price. So great friends at Reed Sellers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Two quick stories for you, buddy. Number one, had a friend, this is a good sports story, had a friend in a typical misunderstanding of conversations. I go to bed pretty early last night.
Yep.
I woke up this morning to a text.
Oh.
He goes, "You watching?" And this is a buddy of mine who lives in the Bronx, my good friend Roy. He said, "You watching?" So I wake up this morning, I see it. I go, "Nah, man, didn't look too good, though." And he goes, "Nah, it was okay." And I was like, "Wait, we lost." And he goes, he was talking about Mayans because Mayans, right. MC.
We'll watch that today.
Yeah, get something to watch. Got to get that little mode running. So I'm not in Mayans mode yet. But I thought he was thinking about the Yankees, you know? I get that all the time where you get confused about your conversations through a text and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, that's pretty cool. Now, let me say this about this hurricane. Zach, I told you I'm terrible at two things. I pick out the wrong grocery store line, and I'm not very good at pool.
You're not good at pool?
I'm not good at pool. I'm not very good at racquetball.
I'm not good at bowling.
Really? I'm not great at bowling.
I'm not good at it, and I hate it.
Bowling, what would you bowl if you bowled this morning? Like, we went, as soon as the show's over, went and bowled.
I'd be happy to hit 100.
Really?
Yeah.
I get a lot of eights and nines. I don't get a lot of spares and strikes.
Mm.
And I do get frustrated. If I bowl three games this morning, I'm going to bowl a buck 45 in there one time, but I'm also going to bowl me a buck 25 and I'm going to bowl me a 90.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works out. And I'm terrible at bowling. So those are my three things I'm bad at.
Hate it.
You know what I'm best at?
What's that?
Hurricane projections. I've got this sense, man. I can just tell you. I can get all these factors in my head. I'm better than the European model. I am. I'm just better than the European model. I can tell what this thing's going to do.
Oh,
and let me let you rest a little easier.
I am better.
You know what the good news or the bad news?
Than the professionals. Go ahead.
You know the good news or the bad news?
Bad news first, of course.
Bad news is it's going to be a lot of rain.
That's not good.
And it's going to turn west once it hits the coast and maybe even southwest, but it's going to go west and it's going to affect us here in Clemson. We're going to get a ton of rain Sunday, Monday, maybe even Tuesday. Depends on, it's going to slow down.
If we all turn our fans on and point it northeast, would we be okay?
No. Because here's why. It's the high pressure system from the Ohio Valley that's going to push this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a good combination. We're going to get wet. No, it doesn't work.
No.
But the good news?
Yeah.
Category 2 by the time it makes landfall.
Mm.
See, we get caught up on, where's landfall going to be? Where's landfall? And landfall's important. Don't get me wrong. It's important. But it's not the single most important thing through all this.
It's not unimportant.
No, but it's not like, I mean, the eye is such a small thing where it makes landfall. It's going to affect a lot of, it's a huge, massive storm. So if it makes landfall in, At Cape Fear, it's going to have effects in Myrtle Beach. It's a massive, massive storm. It's going to have effects in Georgetown.
Massive.
And then it's going to come straight west.
But
it's
going to be category 2. Of the guy that's flying through it, dropping stuff into it, like to measure it right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is wild.
Do you see where there's sharks in it? Like it's picking up sharks out of the water?
That is not real.
That's real.
You watched Sharknado last night, and now you're just throwing that out there.
All right. So this thing won't be, the wind's going to be bad. Don't get me wrong. The wind will be bad. But as it makes landfall, as it reaches these colder waters, it's going to slow down the wind speeds.
Colder waters.
It gets energy from the warmer waters. It's going to reach colder waters reaching the coast, and it's going to be a category 2. Cat 2 is what I call it. By the time it hits landfall, okay?
That's bathwater down there. That's not cold water.
Well, it's not like the Gulf water, though. That's why the Gulf storms are more dangerous, and the South Florida storms are more dangerous. So, and about the, you know, the equator storms down there, the Bahamas and the, you know, down there, St. John, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and all that. Yeah, those are bad. Anyway.
Weren't Sandy and Irene, or was Irene, weren't they both Atlantic storms?
I get confused.
I know Sandy was.
Yeah, Sandy, because they went up north.
Yeah.
They went through Jersey.
Oh, yeah, it was not great.
But the high pressure is going to push it down. It's going to go west. So we're going to be affected by rain here. But the winds won't be as bad as it could be. It's a big storm. We do overreact to these things. And we're way too cautious.
We're going to lose power with this, aren't we?
No, we won't lose power.
If we get 6 inches of rain?
No power loss here. You'll have some, but not massive. You'll see some. Well, your point there would be trees will be falling because of the softer ground. Mm-hmm. You'll see some of that, but not massive power outages.
Massive.
Right. So any other thing you need to know about Hurricane Florence?
Any other thing I need to know? No, if I have any questions,
what I'm best at.
I'll be happy to call you and your many years of meteorology.
Tell Cestrus to call me. What's this guy, Cantori? Tell him to call me.
It's all fun and games until Cantori shows up.
And then that's it. So, in case you want to know that, I want to do some win game. SEC Power Rankings coming up next segment. Let's get to our Northern Communication phone line. William checks in from Georgia. Hey, William, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good, man. How you? Zach, don't let him underestimate you now about that hurricane. He's been smoking something tough this morning. No. Have you ever survived a hurricane, or you ever been through one, Mickey?
Well, he's here this morning, so I think he survived.
Yeah, I survived. Every single hurricane in my life I've survived so far.
I'm just asking you, have you ever experienced one personally? That's basically what I'm asking.
Yeah, absolutely I have, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know what? They ain't no joke. You know that. But anyway.
But I don't. Look, let me tell you something. You know how Zach Orr always says, I don't get excited except for 5 stars. Let me tell you something. Cat 2s, I don't evacuate.
Yeah.
Cat 3s, I have a lot of friends in Charleston. Cat 3s, they don't evacuate. Cat 4s, a lot of them don't evacuate. Cat 5, you probably need to get on out of there. Anyway.
Well, I know I lived in North Georgia when Irma hit. And dude, we woke up the next morning, and it was like the Holocaust. Trees down. We stayed without power for 7 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go buy a generator and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But getting back to these power rankings, were that y'all's power rankings or the actual official power rankings?
Well, ours are the official power rankings.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to be a smart aleck. I'm just...
No, the only ones
that matter. Is that what come out of the AP polls?
Oh, no. The polls... Now, the polls are different. The polls as far as the...
Still got Georgia at number 3 then.
AP Georgia 3 and coaches poll Georgia 3.
Man, I'm so tired of these games that are just going to bore me to death. I'm about ready for some football that matters, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, when are you going to play one? You mean you're tired of Georgia's schedule?
No, sir. I'm tired of, if Georgia's playing a scab, not having something I can turn to and watch, if I get bored. You know what I'm saying? And the most exciting game this week, LSU, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm ready to see if Alabama's for real. I mean, Ole Miss is a pretty good ball team, but I don't think they'll ever give them I mean, they might score some points on them, but they won't be able to hold up with that defense, I don't believe. But anyway, y'all have a good one, and appreciate you getting me in. Okay?
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. It's not – we hadn't seen Mega Weekend yet. We hadn't seen it where it's just – now, this week, LSU and Auburn's the big game. That's the 3:30 game. Jordan Hare, number 7 Auburn, number 12 LSU. That's the big one this week. And remember, LSU beat Auburn last year, come from behind win down in Baton Rouge. We hadn't talked about it, Zach, but the other game involving two ranked teams, 17th ranked Boise State, 24th ranked Oklahoma State. Those are the only two games that are involving two ranked teams right now. And quite frankly, we just hadn't had that, like you said, hadn't had that mega week as of yet. You agree with that? Week one was better last year than this year. I'll be honest with you, and I got a text about this, how will A&M play against Alabama. I'm interested in the A&M-Alabama game September 22nd. That'll have my attention, but it's in Tuscaloosa. If it was in College Station, I'd really be interested in it. But the following week, that September 22nd week, the week that Clemson goes to Georgia Tech, oh, yeah, Ohio State, TCU, both those are ranked. But the following week after that, there's no – or the only two games involving ranked teams, 9th-ranked Stanford, 20th-ranked Oregon. Now, that's going to change, obviously. And then Arizona State, Washington State, both those teams are ranked right now. We're talking about those mega huge big weekends yet. I'm overlooking the TCU and Ohio State this week. I've overlooked that one simply because I just don't think it's going to be a big game. I think Ohio State's going to come in and roll them. TCU will play with emotion early. TCU will play with that hair on fire kind of deal. As the game settles down, Ohio State will beat TCU pretty convincingly. Agree or disagree, Mr. Orr 24?
As it settles down?
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe they handle their business against TCU this
weekend. Alabama and Ole Miss. Ole Miss is going to score some points this weekend, but Ole Miss's defense is not very good. Alabama's a 21-point favorite for a reason. Hey, I got a text message here that wants to know who's better, Georgia Southern or Marshall, meaning South Carolina's opponent or Clemson's opponent. I'm looking at one power rankings right now, and according to this on a neutral site, Marshall will be a 2-point favorite against Georgia Southern. That's why Clemson's a 30-something-point favorite. South Carolina's only a 14-point favorite. We'll get you lines later in the week again. We did it on Monday. We'll do those lines later in the week as we get closer. Text message wants to know about A&M and Alabama and the opportunities for A&M. And a good friend of mine sent a thing that Bama will have a big advantage because they've got Clemson and A&M tape. I agree with that. But if you think about teams that have beaten Alabama in the past, hurry up, no huddle, and A&M doesn't do that. But a mobile quarterback making plays with his feet, escaping some pressure, how will Mon handle Tuscaloosa? I don't think great. I think good, not great. And I think A&M can play with Alabama for a while. Alabama, it was somebody who said it yesterday on the show, that Alabama intercepts those balls and turns into pick sixes, the ones that Clemson dropped or tipped. And they won't have that home energy. If you're an A&M fan, man, how about that schedule this year, though? You get the top two teams in the country in 2 out of 3 weeks. Not sure there's, I don't think they'll beat Alabama. It'll be the best team Alabama's played to date, though, until they get later on, maybe with LSU, maybe with Auburn. Speaking of which, we need some power rankings coming up here in a second. Hey, can we do a little win game for you? We did South Carolina win game yesterday, and you came up with 6-6, and I came up with 7-5, 8-4. We came up with that. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
I had a text here wanting to know about Florida State win game now. Again, I think Florida State has a huge game this weekend. In a million years, would you ever thought you'd say, I tell you what, Florida State and Syracuse, big game. But if the Seminoles lose at Syracuse this weekend, then it's Katie bar the door. Because that thing could fall apart so fast and make your head spin. They still got to go to Louisville, still have to go to Miami. Have Wake Forest at home, Clemson at home, at NC State, at Notre Dame, got Boston College in Florida. It could get bad. And it's only about a 3.5-point game right now. Before I get into total win game, I guess we'll start the win game here with Florida State. Mr. Orr 24, any way in the world Syracuse beats Florida State this weekend?
That game is on our pick 'em sheet.
And you pick Florida State?
I haven't picked it yet.
Really? I do mine in 2 minutes.
I know you do. I think there is a scenario in which Syracuse wins that game.
If it happens, I'm not sure Willie Taggart makes it through one season in Tallahassee.
Does he make it through the weekend?
Yeah, he makes it through the weekend. You can't fire coach after 1 year, man, because you got about $20 million invested in him. You got a 5-year contract at $4 million a year, whatever. You can't fire the guy for that. Hey. What they're hoping at that point in time is that he gets some sort of he hits one of assistant coaches or something. He can fire him with calls,
Just
he grabs a player by the neck or something. All right, so let's go win a game.
Coach, you're an idiot. Well, you can do it. Hit me.
Come on. I bet you won't hit me.
Bet you won't do it.
You need him to get caught up in some sort of mail fraud or something.
Totally won't do it.
All right. At Syracuse. They're going to beat Syracuse.
Will they?
Yes.
They almost lost to Samford last weekend.
I know.
At
home. That was an attention getter. As the Sheriff Buford T. Justice said, that boy was an attention getter. So they got their attention.
You're a big Dino Babers fan.
I love Dino Babers.
I
think Dino Babers is one of the 20 best coaches in America.
It's weird going up there to play in that Carrier Dome.
It's a crazy. It's one of the weirdest environments I've ever been in.
This Dungy kid's not bad at quarterback.
No, but they don't have anybody else around.
Your boy Dino will have that team prepared and ready to go. They'll have all facets ready to go against Florida State.
And they're going to go, let's go. And remember this.
When you guys get excited and there's something big that happens, you go, appreciate it.
Woo!
So you're woo girls.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Go team.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
You think Syracuse wins?
Syracuse.
No. All right. It's too low. Northern Illinois at home.
There's a W. Back on track.
At Louisville. How do you know this one, man? How can you tell this one?
Listen, man. Louisville can beat this Florida State team, right?
It's at Louisville.
I'll get Florida State to win.
At Miami.
Miami.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I got that. That's my next loss. Open day. Wake Forest at home.
Win.
Clemson at home.
Loss.
At NC State.
NC State's not that good. Florida State's not that good. This is bad. I think they lose at NC State.
You got them a loss?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a winner. At Notre Dame.
Things are not going well for Florida State.
At Notre Dame.
They lose that game as well.
All right, I got them a loss there. Boston College at home.
There's no way they have a 3-game losing streak after Boston College, right?
I don't know.
Boston College goes to Tallahassee and beats them.
I'm going to give them a win there. Florida home?
They'll beat Florida at home.
You got them at 5-7.
Yeah.
I've got them at 7-5.
They're not a good team.
I know. How, though?
I don't know.
How? How did that happen?
For over 2 weeks. And what we're looking at, they don't appear to be a good team.
How do you have Francois and Akers, and how do you have...
Cam Akers was the greatest lie that was ever said, that was ever told.
DeMarcus Christmas, Marvin Wilson. Marvin Wilson, number one player in the country a couple years ago. Kando and Levante Taylor and Fagan and Nasruddin, whatever. How do you have those guys and you're not very good? I don't know. All right, we'll come back with some power rankings. SEC power rankings, yeah. Tell you about that coming up here in a second. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists are doing an awesome, awesome deal right now. They've got my friend's Jersey Jack's getting his. I think it's today. Certainly looking forward to that. The folks are going to come in, move Jersey Jack stuff out of his garage. They sand your garage floor down. They fix any cracks in it. They lay this high-performance epoxy-based flooring down. They throw these massive amounts of chips, of these reflective chips and things down there, and then they seal it with this unbelievable seal. Then they'll after it dries, they move everything back into your garage, and it looks amazing. You're going to love your brand-new garage floor. Call Tim Worley today. I can't thank you guys enough for doing this. They've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of jobs here in the upstate in South Carolina. So many companies show they keep talking about that all the time. Our listeners call these people all the time. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. SEC Power Rankings after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic, because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get 3 rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the 5th year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Take this number down. I don't want you to think about this right now. If you're make any kind of decision maker in your business, Get Warrior Tough is a really good program. I think that almost every business could, matter of fact, I don't know of a single business that wouldn't benefit from it. And what Andrew's doing right now is he's structuring customized training to fit whatever your budget is. 864-977-1443. You can resolve conflict and consistently increase performance with your entire team. You can effectively manage your response in any crisis and defeat any negative stress in your business and among your employees. Dr. Andrew Widman is the founder of Mental Toughness Training Center. He wants you to get Warrior Tough. He wants you to go to getwarriortough.com to find out more. Again, he can fit it into whatever your budget is. and customize something for exactly what you're looking for. So as a result of this overload you have, the erosion you have, maybe the issues you're having over at your office right now, let Andrew come in and help. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. 977-1443. It will be very beneficial to you. GetWarriorTough.com. I noticed you got Warrior Tough over there. You're so much more productive than you were.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just, you know, I'm not that much more productive.
Let's get to our SEC power rankings.
It's time for the SEC Power Rankings.
We finally have every team in the win column.
Finally.
But the last team is Tennessee. After watching them against West Virginia, I still think Tennessee has a long way to go. Good win, though. Very first winner, Jeremy Pruitt. Tennessee number 14.
The Jeremy Pruitt era is 1-1. They're 500. That's a great record. 500.
It's better than they've been.
That's great right now. But I still have them at 14 as well. Tennessee, after that opening week and beating from West Virginia, they'll remain at 14 for a little bit longer.
And they'll get UTEP this weekend. That'd be great. Hated to see this, man. Hated to see it.
Tough to watch.
Arkansas lost this past weekend. Arkansas's 13th. Chad Morris's team, you know, coming off of an opening win against Eastern Illinois, they go to Colorado State and get beat by Mike Bobo, a team that Hawaii beat. You hear me here when I'm telling you this?
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii. We've got Arkansas. Chad Morris, number 13. Rebuilding project underway out in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I, too, have Arkansas at number 13. You can't lose Colorado State and be higher than 13 unless that's just not allowed, especially when Colorado State loses to some scrub like Hawaii. Arkansas at number 13 for the foreseeable future.
Florida, you had the longest winning streak in the conference. You had it all going.
14 here?
Huh?
Are we going to go 14 for 14?
Yeah.
You think so?
If you're smart. Mm. Florida, what in the world are you doing? You got a home game against Kentucky. It's only Kentucky. Remember years ago where Steve Spurrier was asked about that? And he goes, that's only Kentucky. Kentucky came in and beat Florida in the swamp and really put it to Florida in the swamp. What a major rebuild Dan Mullen's got going on. I'm not so sold on it. It's not the one game. The recruiting's not great at Florida right now. Don't know what's going on. I got Florida at number 12.
I, too, have Florida at number 12. You can't lose at Kentucky and expect to be much higher than that. You can't lose at Kentucky at home, expect to be much higher than that. And you can't lose at Kentucky for the first time in, what is it, 32 years?
Yeah.
32 years? Florida.
Let's go. This is where I might veer from you a little bit. Vanderbilt, number 11.
Whoa.
Huh? You got Vanderbilt higher than that?
Not too much higher, but higher.
Okay. Vanderbilt, number 11. I mean, really, what have we learned through 2 weeks? Anything? Really? You beat Middle Tennessee State and Nevada? Your offense does look better, and they've got a good margin of victory. We'll find out Saturday at Notre Dame. Any chance at all they go up to Notre Dame and give the Fighting Irish a Ball State kind of game?
No.
Vanderbilt plays against Ball State?
No.
You got Vanderbilt 11.
I got South Carolina 11. South Carolina was way higher
on Twitter, Mr. Orr 24
on my list last week. I thought this was the year. They were coming off a huge coastal win. They were excited. The offense was clicking on all cylinders, and they got punched in the mouth 34 seconds in when Jake the Snake throws a pick six, and it's all but over at that point for South Carolina. They crapped a bet against a bigger opponent. They came in, could not rise to the occasion yet again at home. For a major game in Williams-Brice. It turns out to be the dead cockroach of a stadium that it actually is in South Carolina, number 11 on the list.
How dare you insult the Palmetto State that way by putting South Carolina 11? Mm-hmm. How dare you?
But you have them.
Don't you know that Georgia's not that much better than them, if at all?
If at all.
I can't believe you'd insult South Carolina by putting them at 11.
I had a guy ripped me yesterday for having them at 5 or 6 wins, even though our Gamecock expert, Tony Moreau, had them at 5 or 6 wins when he came on afterwards. So we'll keep not talking about
that. I can't believe you'd have more pride in that and put them at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Gamecocks at 10.
Why is that?
I got punked, man. I got in the mouth. Big game. You know, he had Big Game Bob out at Oklahoma. It ain't Big Game Muschamp over there so far. Every big game, a guy lays an egg, gets beat by 17, 24, 31, yep, whatever it is. Big Game Muschamp ain't happening in Columbia right now. Got South Carolina number 10.
Ahead of the 1-1 South Carolina Gamecocks, I have those Vanderbilt Commodores that you love so much. Vandy, 2-0. Rolling. 76
rolling.
Points of 4. Only 17 against that stingy defense up there in Tennessee. Vandy, number 10.
I have Missouri at number 9.
Hey, smart. That's a smart pick.
You
right
like
there.
That pick?
That's a smart pick right there.
Missouri, just play somebody. You hadn't seen him yet. They got a Purdue this weekend. Purdue's terrible, though. How about Purdue getting beat this past weekend? All this leading up to a home game against Georgia next week. I got Missouri at number 9. I watched Missouri yesterday, by the way. I watched about 2 quarters of Missouri. And Drew Locke's good. Defense a little bit better, we'll see. I've got Missouri at number 9.
I, too, have Missouri at number 9. They have not played anybody, but I'm still kind of impressed with that offense of theirs, right? They've put up 91 points on offense right now, third most in the SEC. Mizzou, number 9.
This is where you're going to differ from me on this one.
Uh-oh.
We got Kentucky, number 8. Kentucky, you're a big Cats fan. I get it. That's a nice win. I'm more down on Florida than I am high on Kentucky. I watched some of this game the other day, too. It was an ugly kind of deal in there, but they played good defense, and they went on the road. They'll have a good in-state game this week. Looking forward to that Kentucky-Mississippi State game. Looking forward to that Kentucky-South Carolina game. I've got Kentucky right now at number 8.
I have Ole Miss at number 8. Ole Miss this past weekend, obviously they get the win. They go to 2-0. Very exciting times down there in Oxford. But there was a moment you kind of struggled a bit this weekend. You put up 76, but you also got 41.
That's what I'm saying.
41. Ole Miss, number 7.
I can't believe you sold Ole Miss that way. I've got them at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss's offense is good, man. They're going to roll you. But bottom line is this weekend, they come back to earth. And Alabama's going to beat them somewhere in the range of 48 to 21 kind of thing. I'll put it 21, but it won't be good in the end. Ole Miss, I've got that 7.
I have Kentucky at number 7. Kentucky with the win over Florida. At Florida. Things are going well up there in Kentucky right now. CATS, 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 Cats. Stoops is fantastic. It's a good time. Kentucky number 7.
We got A&M number 6. Saw it firsthand. It was a loss. It was a good loss for them. It was a boy. They love the
smart pick. Smart pick.
You like that? I've got. They loved losing out there, man. They thought that was great. They lost. Kelly Griffin talked about it yesterday. They were so happy to lose because it did look good. Look, give them some credit. They played great. And there's some pieces out there now. Jimbo has some pieces. He's got him a quarterback. He's got him a great wide receiver core. He's got him a great running back. Lines of scrimmage are pretty doggone good. If you weren't for the difficult schedule, A&M might have something. Unfortunately, the schedule's going to catch up to him. A&M at number 6.
Are you looking at my sheet? Because I have A&M at number 6 as well.
Right.
A&M did impress me this weekend. They did enough to make it 6 on this list. If they had a win, they'd be much higher on this list. But they didn't. They ended up losing at home. Couldn't quite get that 2-point conversion. But Kellen Mond, maybe Jimbo Fisher, that combination, that duo together, could have some good things in store for the Aggies and the Aggie faithful. The most valued franchise, if you will, a valued college, valued university in college football, Texas A&M, number 6.
I got Mississippi State at number 5. They went out and held Kansas State to 213 yards. They gained 538 yards total offense. Look, if you're let me ask you this. Did everybody knew that Dan Mullen won out of Mississippi State? Did he do the right thing going to Florida? I don't know. Joe Moorhead's got the guys playing pretty well right now. 538 to 213. Can we just get rid of Kansas State's national championship talk now?
Yes.
Or does that put to bed?
Yeah.
538 to 213 the year after Vanderbilt beat them?
Yep.
They got punked, man. Mississippi State had 348 yards rushing against Kansas State. Mississippi State looks pretty doggone good to me right now. Go State. Go State. Mississippi State number 5.
I have number 5 as well. Does Mississippi State's head coach, Omar, does he look like a football coach to you?
No.
When you look at him?
No.
Is this guy really a football coach, or is he like a middle school English teacher that really wants to retire?
Let me look at Joe Moorhead again.
Take a look at him. Tell me he's not teaching 6th grade English and grammar every day and kind of hates his life.
I told you that. Yeah. I hadn't seen him with a beard. It's the first day he didn't have a beard on the sideline on Saturday.
So
he looks like...
Wears sweater vest a lot.
Yeah. He looks like the...
drives a Camry to school.
The ninth grade basketball coach.
Yeah.
The way he looks like. Yeah. Yeah. He's a Camry driver. Too. No, Joe Moorhead. He's got to play well, though, man. You got him at number five as well.
I do.
I have LSU at number four. LSU, you know, they kind of cruised this past weekend. Coming off the big win against Miami. I still don't know a whole lot about LSU right now. And, again, it's a great win. Miami outgained them, though. We'll find out about LSU this weekend. They go to my next team, but I got LSU at number four.
I, too, have LSU number four. Don't sleep on Eddie O. Don't sleep on him at all. They maybe have a quarterback that can throw a forward pass down there this year. If that's the case, they got a lot of talent on that team. They recruit well enough. LSU could be in the conversation maybe a little bit deeper in the season than we thought they would.
I have Auburn 3. Auburn, great win against Washington. Easy win this past weekend. I want to tell you two things can happen. There's three possible outcomes this week down on the plains, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one is LSU could upset them in a very close game. The one that can't happen is LSU cannot go and blow out Auburn. Auburn can win a close game. Don't be surprised, though. Don't be surprised if Auburn wins convincingly against LSU this week. We don't know enough about LSU yet.
Convincingly.
Like two touchdowns, 17 points, 21 points.
You're buying into it.
Auburn could. Now, again, I still, the four scenarios, LSU won't blow them out. The other three scenarios in play, close LSU win, close Auburn win. Don't be surprised if Auburn makes a big, big, big statement this weekend.
A big statement win from the number three team on both of our lists. Is what you're predicting here for this weekend. I'm excited to see that.
No, I'm not predicting it.
You heard here first. It's
Auburn,
going to happen.
Auburn Bethel wins Ranch by about 10. But Auburn could win by 17-21.
Take out a second mortgage. Put everything on Auburn this weekend against LSU.
Down on the plane, did a little payback. And then, again, I don't know how good LSU is. I have Alabama junior number two. Same. Georgia. Georgia's that offensive line. Georgia's second team offensive line is better than most teams' first team offensive line. Georgia lines up and smashes you. Georgia Bulldogs number two.
I have Georgia at number two as well, for all the same reasons we talked about them in the national power rankings.
And then finally I have Alabama number one, but let me leave you with this, Mr. George 24, in this power ranking segment. Alabama has some tests coming up. This isn't going to be an easy, breezy, lemon squeezy schedule like it was last year for Alabama. The Crimson Tide this year, they have this weekend, you know, they face a good offense, they'll win. Next weekend, A&M, you know, there's some guys. They've got some guys, some dudes. At Arkansas won't bother them. Missouri won't bother them. At Tennessee, no. But in November now, here's the November games. At LSU, Mississippi State at home, big battle with the Citadel, and then Auburn at home. They've got three ranked teams in November on the schedule. Only three ranked teams on the schedule, but three ranked teams on the schedule all in November. So we'll see. Got Alabama number one. Good stuff there, my friend, as usual. Certainly appreciate that. Hey, we'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. My friends at Trehl would love to hear from you as well. TREHEL.com. Let them build your next building for you. Here's just some quotes that I just have in my head, and I can tell you where I was when I heard them. If we don't exceed your expectations, we have failed. That's a quote from Will Huss. Neil Workman tells me that when I look at buildings, I don't see the buildings. I see the relationships of all the people inside that we had and all the leaders of what was going on in their life. They want to build relationships with you. They want to, and that's why they just get, you know, over 80, 84, 85, 86% of their annual volume from repeat clients. It's a different way to building. They ask you why you're building. They almost go about it from the backwards way, and then they figure it out. They design it to whatever your needs are. It's going to be done on time, and it's going to be done on budget, and it's going to be the most pleasant building experience you've ever had. I know that. That's how it always is. It's our great friends over at Trehl, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break, come back, open phone lines. It's Win Game Wednesday. We'll do some Win Game right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Come to Lime Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on Highway 29 in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Quok here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because of
love that one. Hey, our friends at Robin Hood want you to know there is a different way to invest and go about this. That they want to make the financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy, and the non-intimidating way to you get involved in the stock market, especially you first timers. You can get some true confidence in this and learn more about this. It's simple. It's clear. The data is presented in an easy way to digest it. You know, there in the values of this app, you get costs and no commission fees. Now, some brokers get up to $10 for every trade. That doesn't happen. It's very easy to use. The design is easy to use. And you can learn by doing. You can build that portfolio and really learn so much more about what you're doing as you go. You're going to like this idea as well. Robinhood is giving listeners of the show a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build that portfolio. Sign up at mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. This is interesting. This is a an app that's creating a lot of buzz right now. So check the folks out. mickey.robinhood.com. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We have a troll. You want to get to my troll of the day?
I think you're about to, regardless of what I say.
A chicken writes in. So do you put A&M ahead of undefeated teams because they played an overrated Clemson team close? Shocker. I answer back, you're shocked that I have A&M ahead of Ole Miss, Kentucky, Missouri, and Vanderbilt? Zach, you also have A&M ahead of Ole Miss, Kentucky, Missouri, and Vanderbilt.
Yes.
So far in the season, just taking those. So far in the season, A&M looks better than Vanderbilt?
Yes.
Looks better than Missouri?
Yes.
Looks better than Kentucky?
As per my rankings, yes.
And looks better than Ole Miss?
I see my rankings.
Shocked. Shocked that we got him sixth. Shocked. He said, usually y'all rank by winning. Where did they rank last week? Here's a little shocker for you, Mr. Trollman. We don't rank just by winning, by the way. Zach's got Washington in his top
12?
12 right now.
And national.
So it's not just by winning. It's a power rank. It's what our eyes are telling us. Here's something shocker. Whenever you play the number two team in the country, down to the final minute of the game, and you look good in doing it, and Kurt Herbstreit's raving about you, and Reese Davis is raving about you, and you're the talk of the college football world about how good you played, and Kellen Mond and Trayvon Williams and his wide receivers are getting all kinds of run this week. And it's not just about your rivalry. Put down your partisan just a little bit, dude. Take off your garnet glasses just a little bit, man, and see that A&M played well this past weekend. That's okay to admit that. Goodness gracious, man. Come up for air every once in a while over there. Text says, help their text line, 986-1566. Ben from Anderson said, here's another game. I completely agree with your power rankings. A&M will hand our butts to us on a platter.
Whoa.
He didn't say butts.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, Ben, no. I didn't know Ben was a Gamecock fan.
A&M is one of these teams. If their schedule, let me give you a little win game for A&M. You ready? If their schedule was easier, it would be much more doable. My gracious, the schedule's tough. You believe in A&M right now, right? They look good, right? Got a lot of pieces over there. Jimbo's a good play caller. You like all that?
Yes.
Tough place to play.
Yes.
Give me a little win game. They beat Louisiana Monroe this week?
Yes, they do.
At Alabama?
They lose that. They lose that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arkansas and Arlington?
They can beat Arkansas. They will beat Arkansas.
Kentucky at home?
They can beat that Kentucky team at home.
Even though the guy had Kentucky. At South Carolina?
Guy had what?
The texter thought you should rate Kentucky ahead of them. At South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
To win?
Mm-hmm.
At Mississippi State?
Lost.
I agree. At Auburn?
Loss.
I agree. Ole Miss at home?
Win.
UAB at home?
Win.
LSU at home?
Win.
8-4, I agree. The schedule, man.
I can have a team that's ranked ahead of them beat them or have them beat that team later in the season.
Sure you can.
Okay, just to make sure we're clear.
Oh, yeah. That's
just to make sure we're clear on that.
Plus home and away.
Thank you.
You know, a number 5 team at home beats the number 6 team on the road. That's okay. Yeah.
These were our week 2 power rankings.
Right. I got you that one. Here's a question for you. Speaking of our feathered friends. What's South Carolina's biggest issue right now? Which side of the ball? If you're a Gamecock, are you more concerned about the offense? And I know they won't call in, so we'll call this in. Are you more concerned about the offense or the defense? That's a. I was thinking about it last night. I was going to have a Clemson topic and a South Carolina topic. I was thinking about the Gamecock side of this thing. I got this because Will Muschamp was he said he had a conversation with McClendon about, hey, this is not your fault. We should have stopped him on defense more. We should have had some three and outs on defense. And this is a serious question. This might go on. We got Paul Strela coming up in the next segment. This might be go on for the middle segment, next one too. If you're South Carolina, are you more concerned about the offense? Or are you more concerned about the defense? Mr. Orr 24?
If you're South Carolina, you're more concerned about the offense or the defense?
Yeah.
You're not concerned about the passing game. I think the passing game is okay. Maybe your passing game is suitable to get
right.
by.
Right.
And they give enough talent out wide to be okay. Mm-hmm. I'd be a little concerned about the run game. I don't know if Rico is the answer back there.
I thought Williams looked better than Dowdle.
Mm-hmm. Then it's got to be the defense, right?
Yeah. That looks small, tackle very well. Yeah.
They're real thin depth-wise.
Let's consider more of that. Then let me get Zeke, and then we get top of the hour, we get Paul Strela. Let's talk about that in the next hour. Are you more concerned about your offense or defense if you're the Gamecocks? Zeke, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Man, Mickey, let me ask you a question. How pathetic is it that Larry Fedora's got to get a hurricane to come through the council game to try to save his job?
Somebody sent me this yesterday. They said Central Florida might be glad not to play the game because even if they win, it might hurt the strength of schedule.
That's a fact right there. That's a fact. But I was counting on a double nickel to three type of game, a 55-3 type game to finally put a nail in that man's coffin. You know,
dead man walking.
He can't get out of 10 quick enough for me.
Yeah, dead man walking right now.
Good Lord. That one, I said, nah, I don't even think it's dead man walking. I think it's done. Matter of fact, I'd go far and tell you, he will not be in North Carolina next year. It's just not going to happen. The money, I mean, most people want him gone before now. The buyout is going to hurt him, but you know what? The money people say, get that man out of town and finally go hire somebody. And the interesting conversation is going to be, do they finally commit to hiring a coach? Because if they do, I've always said, I think there's a lot of potential on the coastal side for that state school if they hire the right coach, Mickey.
Right.
And I think you'd agree with that. But will they hire the right coach? Because right now I'd take John Bunning back, and that's really sad.
Mm.
I'll tell you real quick on your rankings. I think it's hard for a Gamecock fan, Mickey, probably to want to accept this. But listen, I think rankings are stupid early preseason before teams play. If you watched that game Saturday night and didn't care who won, I'm going to tell you something. Texas A&M was impressive. Big wide receivers, speed, an athletic quarterback that can put the ball on the money, a big-time tailback who couldn't run against that defense but will against a lot of defenses. So you could add that to the factor. And I think I think Kentucky and A&M are close. To go to Florida and win is pretty impressive, but I watched both those games. A&M is better, in my opinion, across the line. But I want to ask you this, though, Mickey, and then I'm going to hang up and get your answer. You look at Kentucky's team right now. Does the East come down to Missouri, Georgia, or Kentucky, Georgia? And I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts. Appreciate it, fellas.
Appreciate the phone call. Does it come down to Missouri, Georgia, or Kentucky, Georgia? Georgia goes to both of those. And Georgia does have Auburn on the other side that still counts as the SEC record. Missouri on the other side has to go to Alabama. So that's a for sure loss. I also get Arkansas. Kentucky on the other side goes to Texas A&M. And they've who was it? Oh, at Missouri. Both their SEC West games are no Missouri's in the East. Who's your Western opponent over here? Oh, Mississippi State at home. That's kind of tough. Georgia's going to roll whoever. But what will return? Who finishes second in the SEC East? By the way, will the SEC East from here out beat any team in the SEC West?
Yes.
Georgia, besides Georgia beating Auburn maybe, and at LSU, they could lose that one. Let me go over that quickly. They could lose both of those. Florida has at Mississippi State and has LSU. They could lose both of those. South Carolina has Texas A&M, and they have at Ole Miss. They could lose both of those. Missouri has at Alabama and Arkansas at home. They'll probably win that one. The SEC East is going to struggle against the SEC West. Pretty clear to me. I can see that coming from a mile away. Hey, Crute-LED.com. If you want better lighting at your office, if you want lower power bills, and if you want this unbelievable deal right now with these lights that have an amazing warranty, upfront warranty paid to you if you're a Duke Energy customer, Crute LED can take care of you. It's safer for your employees. It's safer for better lighting for your customers. Your signs can be lit better. For businesses out there right now looking to save every single month on that power bill too, it's Crute LED, Crute-LED.com. Call them at 401-8506. 401-8506 is my great friends at Crute LED.com. Hey, how did I skip to Thursday? Paul Shrelo's tomorrow. Why did I say Paul Shrelo at 8:05? Paul Shrelo's tomorrow. Sorry about that. Just got a little ahead of myself in this midweek deals. Florence has me all screwed up. We'll come back and talk about that. If your game got fan, more concerned about offense or defense?